The rally began late Friday on Wall Street and gained momentum in Asia on Monday. Hong Kong's main market index gained nearly 9% to a 7-week high, and Tokyo was 5% higher. The rally continued in Europe, with the main indexes in London and Frankfurt up substantially. At 1 p.m. on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials were up 250 points, reaching their highest level since early November. Global markets have been in a tailspin for the past 3 months, as the 16-month-old financial crisis began to impact global economies. Job losses have been accelerating, with 500,000 jobs lost in the United States during November. Analysts say the U.S. rally is being spurred by hopes that the White House and Congress are close to an agreement on short-term assistance to the beleaguered U.S.-based car companies. General Motors and Chrysler say that without emergency aid, they will run out of money by the end of the month. At a housing conference in Washington Monday, the Treasury expert on housing said delinquencies on home mortgages are continuing to rise, even where lenders lowered the interest rates charged to borrowers. At the same conference, the Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Donald Cohn, said the banking industry is still under immense pressure.
Large losses taken by financial institutions and investors, mostly but not entirely from mortgage-related assets, have increased uncertainty, undermined confidence. These events have caused lenders to greatly tighten credit conditions for households and businesses.
Oil prices Monday rebounded from the sharp losses of the last week when prices fell 20%. Oil is currently trading nearly $3 higher at just under $44 a barrel. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.